Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
It's this fear of discomfort. People have this extreme feeling in their mind when it comes to their associations with exercise. They want to avoid discomfort. They feel like any type of exercise is just like something to be avoided. That's not for me. Fuck that. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to strain. And a lot of times, this association that they have is about the beginnings of getting in shape. It's not about once you're actually fit. Because once you're actually fit, exercise is something you look forward to. It's an alleviation of stress. It feels great. Like, if I can't get a workout in, I look at my schedule. I go, shit, I don't have any time for a workout. Which means I'm not going to get that good feeling. And so instead of looking at it like, I've got to go grunt and sweat, I'm thinking I'm not going to feel good. I'm not going to feel relaxed. I'm not going to feel carefree. And I'm not going to feel even appreciative, like my appreciation of things. And it gets enhanced greatly after exercise. I just feel better. I feel like I can take things in for what they are rather than, you know, whatever sensory data that I'm getting from any event is just one more distraction that gets in my way. And you know, that's a lot of times how I look at things if I'm overstressed or if I'm working too much. The real message is we all started from nowhere. I mean, we all had bullshit jobs, but through time and effort, you build a stronger human. You build a stronger body, you build a stronger mind, you build accomplishments and will and momentum, and then you look back and you go, hey man, I'm not washing tables anymore. Our bodies, for whatever reason, most people, their associations are to avoid anything that's uncomfortable. But it's so illogical. Because when you look at comfort and you look at success and progress and the feelings of accomplishment and of getting past certain hurdles in terms of like how you feel about life, a lot of those are connected to discomfort. Like, discomfort is your friend. It comes down to how much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit. How far can you keep going? There's a purity in that that dissolves social order, all that bullshit,
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed Issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
People think about you goes out the window. It's who are you right now? But you're going to have to figure it out. One foot in front of the other. Find a thing and keep working at it and get better at it. That's one of the things that I like so much about martial arts. They let anybody in. Anybody in, and then from that, from learning how to do that, you get better, and then you realize, damn, I can get better at anything. We all need each other. We really do. There's something beautiful about that, though. You can't just go it alone. You really do need each other. And like, if you accomplish everything you ever want to accomplish, but nobody's there with you, nobody cares, nobody likes you, it's useless. Like, love is the most important thing, and that sounds so cliche, but without love, it's all useless. There's no personal satisfaction in accomplishments if nobody loves you. You're not going to enjoy it. Sometimes you don't find someone for a long time, and then when you do, it changes your whole life. You find someone, maybe it's just a YouTube video, and it's you saying it's still your motherfucking set, and it's you just pushing people and telling people to go get after it, and people see that, and all of a sudden it's like they get goosebumps, their heart starts racing. It's like you gave them a drug, like you gave them fuel, and then they want to change their life, then they want to watch you tomorrow, and then they want to watch you when they're at lunch break, they want to watch you there taking a shit. That's fuel, and you literally can change a person's life through that, because we need each other. I mean, this is, it's one more piece of evidence that we need each other, and that we have this sort of very strange, loose-fitted community of all human beings together. When someone like you does something that's exceptional and says something that's exceptional and has these inspirational words, it can change a person's whole life, change their whole path, change who they are. Yeah, but if you could just find a thing and work hard at that thing, you'll realize through that thing that you can get good at anything. Everybody knows they kind of can do it. That's why they're trying to do it. But you need someone who's ahead of you that like holds a flashlight. Like, come on, we're all the same. Keep going. The more you can spread positive energy, the more people will love you. The more you'll have that community of love.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.